Station on the ground reporting. News as it happens. Yeah! Here I am, your main man reporting from Jan Jan. At 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center offers a wide spectrum of programs to community youth.
The Youth in Action Youth Empowerment Program helps teens to acquire job readiness and leadership skills and understand local government. The academic program supports youth with tutoring and college prep experiences for their future in higher education.
Together we participate in a variety of programs that broaden our perspectives, such as music, dance, theater, and cultural celebrations.
For more information, call us at 518-828-3612.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave Freed of Cornwallville, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Can't no get me out my zone. Better watch your girl, better keep her close. Cause when she with me, never say no. When I hit the stage, I'm an animal. Yeah. When I hit the stage, I'm an animal. No, I cannot stop, man, I'm in my mode. I'ma stack it up, I'ma get this dough. I'ma clap it up, she gon' drop it low. I'ma throw these ones, I'ma throw some more. I'ma throw these ones, I'ma throw some more. Hitting on a rock, hitting on the floor. But that girl not mine, so I'm still alone. But that girl not mine, so I'm still alone. Said she's DT for tickets to the show. Yeah, I have it my way when I'm on the road. She know that I get the guap, so she gonna come this way. We got all the fun.
Drop it this way.
We got all the ones.
Shake it this way.
Diamonds on my arm.
Yeah, my wrist strap.
You know that I get the guap, so she gonna come this way. We got all the fun.
Drop it this way.
We got all the ones.
Shake it this way.
We got all the guns, don't come this way.
I'm gonna drop it real low for broadcasting. Drop it Acre, low for real. That come was up, I'm gonna spend these meals with you.
Know you with him, but still,
which
audience.
You
that water, so I'm still stuck with you.
Make it vibrate 730. We'll kick off our show after the local news. 730 minutes. Make it vibrate 730 minutes. She gonna keep on going. No, no.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. There are now 325 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in New York as of March 12, including four in Ulster County, three in Saratoga County, and one each in Albany, Delaware, Dutchess, and Orange County. The state also banned events of 500 people or more, with bars and restaurants also now forced to cut their capacity in half. and nursing homes in New York are now prohibiting anyone except medical staff to enter, as the coronavirus is worse for the elderly and sick. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Science dictates these decisions. This is about science. This is about data. And let the science and let the data make the decisions," end quote. Schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and mass transit are exempted from the mass gathering rules. Kingston City School District is closed March 13th because of proximity to one of the confirmed COVID-19 cases in Ulster County. The Ulster County Jail and Albany County Jail have both suspended visits to inmates, but Dutchess County did not make the same prohibition. The Ulster County Civil Division is suspending all evictions. Columbia Green Community College is not closing like most of the other SUNY schools and will conduct business as usual until further notice. The college and its facilities will remain open during the regularly scheduled spring break from Monday, March 16th to Friday, March 20th. Most other local colleges are closed. Public schools in Ohio, Maryland, and Kentucky are closing. Wyndham Ashland Jewett schools are closed for a third day, March 13th, because a relative of a school staffer was sick but has since tested negative for the coronavirus. A volunteer ski patroller in Wyndham is also being tested for COVID-19. Wyndham Mountain has also closed their spa and is limiting the size of gatherings. Well, Governor Cuomo says he is reluctant to shut down schools, saying children so far seem to have greater resiliency and shutdowns would be, and I quote, tremendously disruptive to society, end quote. The Greene County Public Health Department still has not commented on COVID-19. They do not return calls or emails from reporters. A number of venues are no longer holding public events because of the COVID-19 illness. They include Art Omai in Ghent has suspended all public events, classes, and the Benson Center is closed until further notice. Visitors are still welcome in the Sculpture and Architecture Park. Hudson Hall has suspended all activities involving large gatherings for the next 30 days beginning March 12th. The building and current and scheduled exhibitions are open with opening receptions postponed, and youth and community workshops are suspended. Chatham Public Library has canceled all programs at the library, at least through March 31st. The library remains open. Colony Cafe in Woodstock has canceled all events until further notice. Specific events are also being canceled. The Village of Kinderhook's Meet the Candidates Night event at 7 p.m. March 13th has been canceled. The election is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. The polls will be open between noon and 9 p.m., at Village Hall, 6th Chatham Street in Kinderhook. The Thomas Juro Gallery in Chatham is postponing this weekend's reception for an exhibit by William Thompson to be rescheduled later. The Columbia County Republican Committee has postponed their annual Lincoln Award Dinner that was scheduled for March 19th. The Chatham Bookstore has canceled a March 21st event with Barbara Bonner. And the Columbia Land Conservancy's annual pancake breakfast, March 14th, at the A.B. Shaw Fire Company has been canceled. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that Price Chopper grocery store are implementing purchase limits to stop hoarding and make vital supplies available to many customers in a national emergency. Price Chopper adds quantity limits on paper towels, bath tissue, water, hand sanitizer, household disinfecting wipes, isopropyl alcohol, and hand soap beginning March 13th. Hannaford stores are also struggling to keep the same items on the shelf. Hannaford President Mike Vail wrote, and I quote, "We're searching widely for new sources of supplies, and stores have implemented a purchase limit on certain items to ensure that products remain available," end quote. Price Chopper also has a home delivery service in some areas that may be useful to the sick who cannot go out, or others avoiding human contact. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today is going to be wet, especially this morning as a system moves through the northeast. Temperatures will start out at 47 degrees and climb steadily to 61 at 3 p.m. Around the same time, the rain should finish tapering off, and then wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour will be present after 3 until 10 p.m. Overnight, temperatures just reach the freezing mark by dawn tomorrow. With a light breeze and a high of 52, Saturday will be nice. Sunday will be the same with a high of 45. Pollen levels will be elevated over the weekend, entering the mid-ranges and with prevailing pollen coming from maple and elm trees. The next high tides will be at 6:29 a.m. and at 6:54 p.m. The next low tides will be at 1:05 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:23 a.m. Water temperature will be 42 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 6:40 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Corona fears are having a major impact on our area. Check your regular listings for school and other closings. Looking way up, we see the International Space Station. Well, Philip Smith from Manorville, New York did, and captured a remarkably clear photo of it passing overhead on his 14-inch telescope. Good to see local amateur astronomy is still alive and kicking, and the photo can be seen on spaceweather.com. Solar wind speed is currently 428 kilometers per second at 6.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. There have been 2 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, or stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hello and welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of, guess what?
The coronavirus.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happening. So one whole hour.
I am DJ Popcorn.
DJ Kyron.
DJ L.
And our special call-in guest.
Hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Feebs, what's up?
What's up?
So, coronavirus.
Let me go quick, though, just to say all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth. It may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Green.
Yes, sir.
All right, carry on.
Thanks, yeah. So,
yeah. So, what do you guys think on the whole situation so far?
Well, we're out in California, and I mean, it's nerve-making in some ways, right? Like, we're Santa Clara County has 32, or at least when I was looking at it and I had the numbers, it was like 32 out of the 54, and now that number's gone up to like 175 in California.
Yeah, at least.
And New York's at like 275, something like that. No, 325 is what Phil just said, actually.
Oh, wow. 325?
Yeah, on the news.
That's a very significant number. That's really scary for me.
Alright, both coasts are getting it, and it's like, oh yeah, that's people travel in and out of ports on coasts, there's big cities on the coasts, like, it's not shocking to me
that
New York and California are both getting it a little bit
harder than some others, yeah.
Well, Washington State has
Washington, D.C.
high number.
They got it like, kind of strong.
So, it's just, like, really intense how quick it went from, like, maybe this will be in some places to, like, oh, we got to grapple with the reality that this is just everywhere.
This is, like, as soon as, like, the summer comes, it's going to go away. Like, as soon as it starts to get hotter, it's going to go away.
Why is that what you're hearing, though? Like, I feel like that's some of the source of misinformation that's been happening, because I feel like that's something that came from Trump, but, like, it could go away in summer, but that's based on science that's also, the same flu that went away that summer came back the next winter and killed, like, twice as many people.
Right.
So it's like, so, going away by the summer doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
If we don't have the testing kits, if we don't have...
If we don't have, like, the science that, like, from the actual scientists, people, to prove the facts that we were just told, so...
Right. You know, it's like...
So there's no really,
right, that's why we've been so looking for no the news, right? Looking backup, for news sources. Yeah.
Where are y'all getting your news? Who do you trust?
I've been looking at some, like, a lot of ABC stuff. They've been covering some stuff on it. You know, and then I've also been, like, trusting most of my Instagram and Twitter buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social media has a lot to say, right?
Yeah. Like, I like to hear people's opinions on it.
I've been looking... You know, out of curiosity to just go straight to the, you know, New York State Health Department, kind of seeing what they're saying, seeing, like, what the World Health Organization is saying, the CDC.
Yeah.
Checking those out.
There's also been, like a lot of memes, but, like, this is actually a serious thing. Like, I'm not saying that I don't think there should be memes, but, like, at a time where, like, this is such a, like, an outbreak that, like, something's actually happening. At this point, to where it's, like, spreading almost everywhere and almost anyone can get it, like, this is, like, it, like, they actually kind of do help, though. It makes, like, people feel better about, like, some of the stuff that's happening. And it's, like, you know, if you get locked in your house for 2 weeks and you get quarantined, what else are you going to look at?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Just, like...
Right, so memes are coming up, right? I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun if we all answered that question, actually. What would you do for 2 weeks? Memes... DJ Popcorn.
Yeah,
that's yours.
I might just look at some memes, TikTok maybe.
No, the thing that DJ Popcorn would do is sit in his room all day and play Fortnite because he does nothing else.
Stop.
he's gonna sanitize the remote, the controller though.
Obviously,
no, he's not.
Right.
I've already wiped down a lot of door handles. So.
Cap.
Stop.
So I actually posted something on the Clubhouse Facebook. I'm not looking at it now, but it was from Active Minds, and it said, you know, because all these schools are closing down, it's like, what exactly that question? What are some activities that you could do to keep your mind active?
Right.
I was trying to pull it up right now, but it's a little slow.
That's cool. I mean, you get to it, but I mean, I don't want to call out the wrong DJ name. DJ L? Link?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, DJ L? All right. So... You say DJ Popcorn would play a bunch of Fortnite. Would you be in the same camp? Is there reading? Is there writing? Like,
no, I would probably be doing my work, like, in school. Like, because we have this thing called Google Classroom. So we still do work.
Yeah, like the work
out of school. So I'd probably do that. So when school opens again, I'm not, like, 2 months behind.
Cool. Yeah.
So, how do they make that work? How is everybody able to, like, actually access Google school when you're at home? Like, is everyone getting access to, like, the what you're learning and all that?
Like, do you have to have a computer, a tablet, a phone?
As long as you can use a phone. Oh, he just coughed.
I don't have it.
You can get an app called Google Classroom, like, on your phone.
Yeah,
like,
or
on
your
computers
computer.
And stuff. And then
it's, like, basically built into your computer.
You use your Google login that you got from school, and then you can just access Google Classroom and get all the work and stuff.
Now, that's, is that assuming that everybody has either a cell phone or a computer?
Yeah, they wouldn't, like, give you a computer or anything, but they would assume that at least one person in your household would have it. So.
Okay. And then,
so you have to make sure in this time that, like, your phone service is up and that you still have internet access and,
yeah,
right, much. That it still has the software capabilities to do what you needed to do, right?
Right. So okay. Interesting,
like,
in Greene County and even Columbia County, actually New York State, rural counties, like sometimes people don't have internet access in the rural remote
right.
areas at all.
Right.
So that's something. And then let alone can, you know, did I pay my bill if I, you know,
mm-hmm.
or can
right.
I pay, you know, that's a whole nother issue.
Right. So as I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed right now, so like there's these text messages that are like supposed to be helpful. They say that the coronavirus is getting more and more serious and try not to go to some places like concerts and movie theaters and wash your hands with soap as often as you can, particularly before you eat or touch a body part of your own. And one person in Washington has already died of the virus infection, and there are a few cases confirmed in the Bay Area. And stock up on food and supplies that will last at least 2 weeks to prepare for the coronavirus pandemic. And also get water, rice, or bread, paper towels, mm-hmm. and tissues.
Yeah, and those are the things that people are running out of.
Uh-huh, did you hear what they said on the local news,
uh-huh,
right? They're putting, what was it, Safeway?
Hannaford
is putting a limit on how much people could buy of essentials, so it's like, yeah. Well, we went to a store in California,
we couldn't find water. There's a drought in the area we're in right now.
Which is the other thing, too, right? Like,
yeah. Like as I
we take water kind
right
of for granted
now.
In New York, other places... Tougher.
Yeah, me just going through my feed right now is basically almost all coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been called a global pandemic, right? And it's like, how do people react to that word?
I mean,
right? So
to be honest, the coronavirus is basically like the flu. Like a lot of people overreacting, like saying, "Oh no, it's like the world's gonna end," over exaggerating and stuff. But it's like the flu is just like if you have a bad immune system or have something else in your body going wrong. Then it could be deadly, but as long as you have a good immune system and stuff, there's nothing to really be
yeah.
worried about.
At least
like,
for yourself, right? In
yeah,
terms,
but
the,
like,
I think the difference is the contagious part
like
about this
people.
And that it actually is different from the flu, right? In terms of it can live on different surfaces for longer,
yeah,
right, like, than the flu. It's actually more contagious in some ways than the flu, right? So there's a piece where it's like, yeah, okay, if you get it, you might not die if you're not in the risk category, but
correct.
How quickly then can that spread
yeah.
to your loved ones, your grandparents?
It just,
like,
you know, it gets kind of weird at times like this. Just
so I also believe that the mortality rate is slightly higher as well. Was it 3 to 4% versus 0.1%? So yes,
mm-hmm.
more people get the flu. Yes, more people die, but that's because it's been there. It's out there.
It's been around for a very long time, right?
Yeah,
it's been around.
Yeah,
and we know how to manage it differently. You can get your flu yeah. shot. Like there's way different yeah. preventative measures too that we don't have developed yet. Medical capacity wise before
yeah.
to get ahead, like make sure people can actually access the care they need, because if you get a really bad flu at this point, it's like if you get checked that in time you get into a hospital, you can probably get that treated, but like
right.
we're not quite there. I don't feel the same way with this. Like our healthcare system's already really strapped. It's got like, you know, a lot going on to try to address, to actually be able to like treat people. So you might be like okay, or you would have survived it, but maybe you don't because we don't have that.
So
right. And then yeah, what do you got?
What's your guys' opinion on, like, the NBA and other sports closing and, like, ending the season due to the coronavirus? Like, how do you feel on that?
I mean, that's rough.
That's weird,
right?
Because we're not...
Right?
If we don't get the playoffs, like, a lot of people are going to get mad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also the necessity of it, right? In some ways, if you're like, okay, we're not supposed to be gathering in over 500 people and this is how to contain
yeah.
the spread of it, then isn't that the responsible thing to do?
Yeah, and, like, a lot of, like, our, like sports teams and stuff have been, like, recently, like, you know, cutting down on more, like, events. Like, almost 5 of our events just got canceled. So,
mm-hmm.
it's,
yeah.
like, and, like, some of our, like, after-school stuff is getting canceled, too.
Sorry about that.
They were like something talking about maybe reason. Doing like virtual classes. So like, and then like a lot of people were also taking in the fact that like not all of us have like internet at home and don't have like, you know, the devices and proper stuff to like go on. So then, like, the teachers were like, we'll probably just give you guys, like, packets over, like, the break that we're, like, disinfecting and stuff and having, like, board meetings. And I was just like, jeez, this is, like, if it's getting that serious where we can't go to school.
I'm fine with not going to school,
but, like, if it gets to the point where we can't leave our house because we're so scared, it's kind of, like, I'm just saying, two weeks inside the house is not just 2 weeks inside the house.
No, it's not, right?
I mean, did you hear any of the interviews of people coming off those cruise ships? Like, they were not doing great after 14 days.
Oh, my God. And that's 14 days after the cruise.
14 days after the cruise.
So they were already on the cruise ship probably for a week.
Yeah. Yo. Right. Why don't go on cruise ships?
Right. They were already on, then plus the being stuck on there. It's just...
But I think that's one of the kind of scary things about this is, like, how long are... Like, how long does it take in some ways for this disease to normalize in a way that we feel like we got a handle on it? Like the flu, right? Like, to get to that point where it feels more manageable. But in the meantime, not knowing what's going on, like, having, like, kind of this, you know, push towards the right balance of canceling things, but then having these other effects where you cancel school and then you got a whole bunch of other complications of, like, how are parents taken off from work if they need to, like, watch their kids or what, you know, there's... all this complexity in it, like, how long are we going to be in this, like, totally unknown space of, like, what's your college planning going to look like in a couple years? Like, is that, you know, it's just, like, how long? It's a big question mark.
Yeah, that's, it's been a big question.
The economic effects, like you said, DJ L, the canceling of basketball games and sports, you know, that's a lot of money, too, right?
Yeah, I was watching this one video where there was this game, and it was about, like, halftime, and they said that the game was canceled, and everybody who paid their money was there had to leave. And they just wasted their money, basically.
Yeah. A lot of people just, like, went to an NBA game to only see half. And it was, like, it's kind of weird to just, like, go to an NBA game and expect the full game, you know, getting all excited about it, and just going for only, like, two quarters is kind of weird.
Right, and they've been, you know, canceling Broadway shows. Right. And what's the bigger economic impact, right?
Mm-hmm. Sports. Like,
no, I wasn't comparing. I'm just saying, like, in the world, how people are surviving, the actors, the players.
Yeah,
the,
it, even LeBron.
The venues, you know, like, those are moneymakers, right?
Like, if it gets people who work at those venues.
Exactly.
There, right? Like, people losing their jobs, and that's the piece about, like this... Trump did a speech today about $500 billion being able to be accessed under a state of emergency, and we still have the question is, you know, how much of that is actually going to go to people who have to take off 2 weeks of work, right?
So, like, I'm just gonna have to watch, like, their kids.
I'm just going to play a bit of that speech.
Okay.
And, you know, then we'll go on into our 6:30 news, so I hope you enjoy.
All right.
I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health, and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials, who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes, Lauren Stanforth, and Mike Goodman are reporting in the Times Union that two Albany County residents now have the COVID-19 illness. There are also three cases in Saratoga County, two cases in Ulster County, and one in both Schenectady College and Orange County as of March 12th. Both cases in Albany are younger people, and one has ties to the University of Albany. Both are isolating at home. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "We're alarmed because the patients did not travel," end quote. The University of Albany suspended classes March 12th. A statement from the school reads, and I quote, "Also, as a precaution, we are closing the business building today for cleaning. Faculty and staff who work in this building are advised to work from home today. For those employees who work in the business building and choose to report to work, please go to the University Hall lobby to be provided with an alternative work location," end quote. Albany County Health Commissioner Elizabeth Whalen said that with more testing now in the county, they are likely to uncover more cases. As of March 10th, there were 5 people in Albany County under mandatory isolation and 20 people in precautionary isolation. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics, citing concerns about the spread of the coronavirus novel in New York. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan has called on the State Department of Environmental Conservation to suspend the recently implemented plastic bag ban. The ban went into effect on March 1st, but it will not be enforced until April 1st. In a statement, Flanagan pointed to a report released by the National Institute of Health March 11th. He said the study found that the coronavirus can be carried and spread by reusable grocery bags. Flanagan said, and I quote, "It is time to protect New Yorkers from the continuing spread of coronavirus by taking the additional steps of suspending the plastic bag ban and saying no to policies at this time that could lead to any additional cases," end quote. Health officials have stressed that very little is known about COVID-19 and research is still being done on how exactly the virus has spread. According to the State Department, it is believed it can live on hard surfaces anywhere from a few hours to a few days. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Daily Freeman is reporting a former registered nurse and co-conspirator in a plan to distribute opioids in Greene County was sentenced March 11th to 30 months in federal prison and 3 years of post-release supervision. Sarah Brown, 42, of Acre, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge May A. DiAgostino in U.S. Northern District Court in Albany. Brown admitted that she and Dr. Myra Mabry, 50, of Catskill, acquired prescriptions for oxycodone, morphine, and hydromorphone by pretending to be Mayberry's patients. They did so knowing that health care benefit programs would pay the cost of the drugs. Brown also admitted to lying to a federal grand jury. Mabry pleaded guilty in August 2019 to conspiring to distribute controlled substances, health care fraud, aggravated identity theft, and obstruction of justice. She was sentenced to 54 months in prison earlier this month. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Department of Environmental Conservation, March 11th, announced the annual statewide burn ban beginning March 16th and continuing through May 14th. DEC Commissioner Bay.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mind us your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
We reintroduce ourselves.
And we're back. Well, on Catskill Clubhouse Radio. Yeah. Okay, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by WIC. And before the break, we were on the topic of coronavirus.
We want to reintroduce ourselves.
I am DJ Popcorn.
DJ Kyron.
DJ L.
And special guest. DJ Kanto.
Special guest.
Hey, hey. DJ Phoebs.
What's up? All right. Well, you played a Trump speech before the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was a piece in there that was interesting about how we'd stay working together that he was talking about, which isn't wrong, right? Like, this virus is making people really afraid of other people.
kind of making people a little bit racist in some ways, or bringing out the parts of people that, like, are xenophobic, yeah. Right? Yeah, like, right. Scared of foreigners.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how a little bit after World War II was, in a sense, like, you know, Great Depression type times, like, right now, because, you know, like, the spread is just, it's a little bit weird for us right now, just trying to get, like, used to all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. And then everybody's like, you know, it was kind of about, like, the whole World War III controversy with Iran. You know, it's like that. But, like, back then social media wasn't, like, a thing. So now that it's here and so many people are talking about it, you know, now it kind of gets the heat of attention. And back then it was just newspapers, so it's different.
So, you broke up on us a little bit there, but okay. I think what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of attention around this now differently.
There's, like, you know, a lot of, like, attention towards, you know, like, the coronavirus and, like, a lot of, like, you know, things just, like, spreading around the world, like, you know, like, how about, like, the whole Iran thing, like, you know.
With the assassination of Soleimani.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it brings to light one of the things we're talking about the economic repercussions of this. Like,
yeah.
I feel like this is also bringing to light social differences.
True.
Right? Like, and there's a song that DJ Walter White had picked out. He couldn't be here with us today, but I don't know. It feels like it might speak a little bit too. It's Unity by Queen Latifah. Do we still have that?
I've got that right here. Nice. I can play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that maybe speaks to some of the vibe we should be trying to hold in this.
Yeah. Okay. Time. So we're gonna take a quick song break to listen to Unity.
Cool. All
right.
What's going on in your mind is what
Hello and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Capsule Youth Clubhouse on WGXC
90.7 FM. WGXC.
WGXC.
You got it.
There you go. I got it. Okay, so our special guests. Oh, there they are.
Hey, hey. DJ Kantu.
DJ Pheebs. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
through?
Yeah. We hear you guys.
All right. DJ Kyren.
DJ L.
And DJ Popcorn.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, I heard you talking a little bit about, like, there's, like, coronavirus is bringing, you know, like, the bad part out of everybody.
In some ways.
In some ways,
and
yeah.
in some ways, the
and so like
the community is coming together, right? Yeah.
And
that's what we're hoping
and,
to see.
You know, talking yeah. about maybe some of the racism in the coronavirus.
Right. Because, I mean, it's the same thing that happened similarly with the SARS virus and the bird flu, is that people started blaming Asian Americans, Chinese Americans, people who didn't look the same as them for being carriers of this, or saying things like that they were dirty, and this is a history that's been in America's culture yeah. for a long time, and it's coming back to the surface again.
Yeah, like at what point, who gets counted in community, and what does that like mean? Because yes, there's community response, come together, do what's responsible from the perspective of public health, but if you're not having a real conversation about who's actually going to be like helped by that approach and who's going to be hurt by it, then you're excluding a big part of that of what I consider to be our community. You know, so are you really including conversations about how this affects really low-income people? Are you really having conversations about how this affects homeless youth? Are you really having conversations about how our approach is affecting, like I heard, you know, around the Europe or the ban, right, that people who are foreign nationals who've been coming back and forth to the country now are no longer allowed to come back, but their spouses and their children are allowed to come back under quarantine. I'm like, why can't we just have them stay together as a family unit and do quarantine? It's like, well, they're a foreign national. They're not an American citizen. So we're not going to try to protect them, even though that'll break down community, break down right. families. Like, who gets separated in this? So, like, I think, yeah, it's like, who's counted in community? And that's where the racism or the otherism can come out. If you're not documented, if you're, yeah, like, you know, not passing, like, whatever standard of American decides to rule the day, which can be a scary thing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good point.
Good point.
So, like, I was kind of curious as to, like, what would you guys do if any of you guys, like, got the coronavirus?
Yeah, that's
like, what would you
question.
Guys do?
Well, this is DJ Kantu. I have a little bit of a... I have fibromyalgia, so I have a bit more... I have to be more concerned about catching other things than other people because it'll affect me differently and shut me down differently, right? So if I were to get it, I mean, I guess I'd have to end up under quarantine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
but what would you
and
do
that's
for
where
the two
I would
weeks,
be.
Though?
I'd be
that's
reading, what, I'd be doing really a lot impressive. Of that, but it's also... Would I have to go get some sort of treatment differently than somebody else?
Probably.
And I was listening. They've only got 62,000 respiratory systems available in the United States right now.
Ooh.
There's 62,000. But like an estimated number of how many people could contract this virus, not die from it, but contract it is like 150 million Americans.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. Like that's a high
a
estimate, but
dying.
That's coming from science and doctors and people who have been working in global pandemics, like that's the number we're getting, right? So, you know, I got my own worries around that differently. But in quarantine, I'd be doing a lot of reading and writing. That's,
I mean, I think the interesting question is like, if you were started getting symptoms, right? Of, like started coughing or whatever, like, what are you gonna like? Are you the kind of person who's gonna like shut your door and not tell anybody? Are you gonna like call the hospital like you're supposed to do and let somebody know? Like, where do you fall on that? Do you trust the system?
Would,
are you gonna call them in?
It would
who
be
are you
really
asking?
Weird because like, it's like, you know, like having to be the person who gets announced as being tested positive for
yeah.
COVID-19. basically. It's, right. It's just really weird. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, this person that I know has just gotten COVID-19, and now they have corona, and now I might get corona because I like being around that person, and that person has corona, and so that's kind of scary.
Right. And is there a point at which can that result in, like, ostracization versus community coming together, the way DJ Kyron was saying, right? Like, could that result in, like, oh, no, you coughed, so I'm going to spray you down with some Lysol and stay
that's kinda,
700
I'll still
away
bring you food.
You, right?
That's the wave.
That's kind of what
can
happens.
Can that be done lovingly?
That kind of happens at our school. Like, if somebody cough and you're sitting next to them or something,
you run.
The first thing somebody's going to do is move their chair, like, a good 5 feet away from you and over-exaggerate.
Right.
Right. And that, you cough one time right into your arm, everybody get away from me now.
Right. So that's a different sort of...
And that's a really generic thing. Like, lots of people cough who don't have COVID-19, right? But that's that, like, fear thing, then. That's, can be a big response.
Right. So I guess that's the trying not to panic piece, right? Because DJL, you don't want to be clearing your throat, and then all of a sudden you aren't hanging out with any of your friends for 2 weeks. Right?
Let me get the lights off.
Yeah. I kind of just think that, like, if I was to ever get corona, like, I don't know. It would kind of be kind of tough for me, because then everybody would know me as the one person in Catskill who had corona. And then after it goes away, they're going to be like, shut up, that's why you had coronavirus. And I'm like,
yo.
I feel like that's going to be something that Will does not care about. Like, once he gets coronavirus, I feel like that's not going to affect his daily life at all.
No, it's not.
He's still going to do the exact same things he does.
Just wear a mask everywhere. And wear gloves.
And just, like, stay in the house. That's the only thing he's going to do. He's not going to, like, change anything.
I mean, I mostly do that anyway.
I'd have to ban you from the clubhouse.
We know. Yeah. I'll do video calls, because those work.
There you go. Yeah. So
I'll be able to talk to you guys some way, somehow.
Right. And I mean, that's the piece, right? Like, so there was a little bit, you've been talking about your Instagram and social media. Like, what if that is the only place you can get news, right? Like, the only place you can be in, talking to people.
Or that is if someone wants to talk to me.
But that's the difference, too, right, between, like, here and, say, where this outbreak happened first in China, right? There was a New York Times video that was on Chinese citizens who had been putting up their experiences of being in isolation during coronavirus, how it felt, how it was spreading, what their symptoms actually felt like. And every time they would put something up on social media, it would get censored by the Chinese government. Right, like that squashing of information of how things are going on. So, like, we're having a different experience than Chinese citizens trying to, like, have that level of communication and information sharing.
Because then they're the people who are known as, oh, we started the coronavirus and now everybody's going to die because of us.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing not to perpetuate, right? Like, even here, right? Because there are Chinese Americans who, like, may be getting that story told to them, maybe getting pushed out of their communities in a certain way because that's the story, right? Like, okay, it started over there, but what did it actually start with and how, right? Like, started in a seafood market, but not through ingestion, through a wild animal market, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't, like, it was some sort of contamination that happened that wasn't because these...
Could have happened
anywhere
right? Like, with the right conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and at this point, it spreads so wide that there's, you know, it'd be silly to be like any one type of person is more predisposed to being a carrier or, you know, like, and that's that xenophobia, that fear of others that, like, can really show up in these sorts of conversations or these situations and just, you know, keep us from, like, working together better. Like, I felt there was a lot in Trump's speech being like, they did a bad job, we're doing an awesome job. And I'm like, y'all, we're all just doing the best we can. We have different situations, different scenarios, and, like...
So, we're the best.
What I have here is basically just, you know...
Yeah,
right. It's a video speaking of, you know, the racism surrounding the coronavirus. So I'm just going to let you guys listen to that quick. And enjoy.
Cool.
Reported that a lot of Chinese restaurants in New York City have been seeing a drop in business because people are afraid of the coronavirus. And even though there's been no confirmed cases of corona in New York, businesses have seen drops up to 70% because of the fear of Chinese tourists traveling to the city. There's also been a huge problem of people being racist towards Asian Americans over the virus. Even rapper Cash Doll got in trouble this week for posting and then deleting a racist Disney meme showing the other Disney princesses being scared of Mulan. I can't even believe that was even so made. Black. Like, right. Who made and that?
Someone took time.
So, ladies, what do you think of this?
I'm always curious. Ignorant. I'm always curious, like you just said, ignorant. Do people really not know that this is not okay?
They know it's not okay.
You think Cash Doll knew when she posted this? I'm posting some racist stuff. People, obviously, especially if you're in a minority, if you're a minority, you know what racism feels like.
Yeah.
And then you go and post something like this yourself. What are you thinking?
Because they think the laugh is worth it.
Yeah, they thought it was a joke. And I think it's unfair to assume that this virus comes from one person. Yes, it started in China, but it's spreading, and now it's a worldwide issue.
And
so it's our issue. It's our issue, and viruses don't discriminate. So
Sorry to break it to you, China. That not all Asians are the same, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, Hmong people are not Chinese, Thai people are not Chinese. Like, you can't just group all Asians together. So there is absolutely a racism that all Asians
have
are
you
the
experienced
same.
Any?
Absolutely. When Jeezy and I were in Fashion Week just recently and there were pictures posted, I saw in the comments on other blogs a couple times of like, don't be catching that corona, Jeezy. Or, you know, like, oh, she got that corona that latched him in. Like, and that's so hurtful because there are people that are actually dying from this. And I also heard that there are schools that are considering to quarantine Asian kids because they just want to keep it safe.
Guys.
Yes, this is real life out there. So I just want to say, we know that misinformation coupled with fear leads to xenophobia, right? And xenophobia is a deep-rooted fear against foreigners. So we just got to do better and know that when it comes to yourself, educate yourself so that you don't give life to fear and
misinformation.
And just a reminder that the coronavirus is not airborne. It's not that. So wearing a mask doesn't. The only because we had Dr. Oz come on.
Sure did.
We said, come on, Dr. Oz, explain this to us. So if it's going to be online, look at that and look at the things that he said about the coronavirus. Also, if you are Asian and you're feeling something, I would recommend. I read that they said that you should actually talk about it and put out the stories.
Yes.
Because that's how you, just like, you know, on Black Twitter, we share our stories of racism. You guys need to do that.
And it's out there. And we need to be, again, allies to our Asian folks, our Asian friends, and stand with.
Our guests are back.
Yeah.
that was tragic. But,
so what was that clip right there?
So
that was a solid
clip.
It was
from Girl Chat.
Okay. Yeah, it was solid.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
We were just speaking about like some of the racism surrounding coronavirus and some of the people that straight toward. Like, you know, Chinese people and people of, like, Asian American descent.
Right.
And just, like, speaking on some of that stuff. And because they believe that they started it. And, you know, they're giving it to us. So, like, you know, people, like, blame them and want to avoid them because they're the main cause of it. And if we're, like, you're, like, near a Chinese person or go to a Chinese restaurant, you want to avoid them at all costs because they're the, you know, the main source of crime.
Right. And that's the attitude not to be holding, right?
Correct.
Like, like, that's what we're trying not to do. What people are trying, they're saying, like, this
viruses
is not...
don't discriminate. Like,
right.
You're doing
right.
Everyone a disservice by, like, trying to other people about it. We're not going to really actually.
I mean, that's how the Black Plague kind of ended up spreading in another way, right? Like, they thought that only Black people could get the plague, and then everybody else started getting it because they weren't cautious. They weren't
they
thinking that they could get it, right?
Certain,
so, like, not trying to recreate that.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that was, like, an older clip, right, earlier in the crisis. There's some updates on that, like, information, I think, since they put that on. But, like, that point still really holds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to, you know, close out quickly.
Why we got to be
all
quick?
All right.
We get shut off at 7.
Because we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for